com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop that crying.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to another morning of live and local talk radio. What's on your mind preview coming up? Steve Bakken and I from 9 until 11 today. We'll be taking your calls. Look forward to that. This morning we'll start with a little bit of a recap of yesterday's news and a look ahead at today's news and check out some sports stories for you today on the program and talk a little bit about this weather. It's bizarre. I think we've pretty much skipped spring. We just went right from winter to summer. Has that ever happened before? I don't know. Steve Bakken will be here. We'll preview what's coming up and what's on your mind when Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will join us. We'll have a representative of the National Weather Service here, so we'll talk a little bit about whether or not we did skip spring, what's going to happen. It's very dry, especially in the western end of the state. We're talking burn bans and lots of other things, so we'll deal with all that as well. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark is the host of the Common Sense Club now, so he takes over the reins a little later on in the day. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling kind of happy.
You're happy today?
Yes, the storms rolled through, and I didn't get wet. Yesterday, I got hit by a gust of probably 400 or 500 miles an hour, and all my papers flew to several states. But today it was nice and calm, and I didn't get too wet.
There might be a slight exaggeration, a 400 or 500-mile gust. I'm pretty sure it would have been a record.
Well, I lost 3,900 hairs.
You did, huh?
Yeah, it was, but I'm feeling a lot better today, and I was able to make it to my car without getting wet or blown away.
There is, as you mentioned, some thunderstorms rolling through the area. Valley City got whacked around, 5-6 this morning. Then Fargo Moorhead area around 7 this morning. Valley City actually lost some trees and power poles, So it was a little feistier storm. Not unlike the one that took some of your hairs, I guess.
And looking at the map, the whole northern half of Minnesota is getting this now, the green and the orange. And, the storm is rolling into Minnesota now. It's pretty much left the Dakotas.
Well, I'm fine, actually, with a little wet because, the way this dust was it dust? Did you call it? I guess it's dust. It's just stuff in the air.
And pollens.
Yeah, pollen is what gets me. I'm allergic to pollen. So,
What's your favorite kind of pollen?
I don't have any favorite kind of pollen. I hate them all.
Wow, that's good. Then you don't discriminate.
No, I don't discriminate against any pollen. I am an equal opportunity pollen hater.
That's great.
My nose stuffs up, and I don't like it at all. It's not fun. Not at all.
I started to sneeze. Somebody looked at me funny the other day, and I started to sneeze. I don't know. I guess I must be allergic to disparaging glances.
There you go. I hate when that happens, too. So anyway, we'll tackle the weather situation. By the way, it did hit 93. I understand.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I was out there walking around, and I did enjoy that. I love it hot. I lived in Texas quite a while. I really like hot weather.
It was 91 in Bismarck, 93 in Fargo, and the swings are just incredible.
Well, now, there was ice. I saw snow just last week. Snow.
Yeah, well, there was tons of ice at Leech Lake. There was a photo running around in Mille Lacs Lake that made national news of all the ice there. And I don't know. I would assume if northern Minnesota got this wave of hot weather, that'll expedite the ice removal. I think it's still out there in some places, but. 93 degrees late yesterday afternoon. That's when it hit. So, pretty incredible.
By the way, I'm really delighted that you people were able to get a very rare these days interview with Michelle Bachmann. She is a champ, and And she's got always has a constitutional perspective and great insight. She's a brilliant woman.
Looking forward to that conversation with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We'll talk about Benghazi. She's been relentless on trying to get to the truth on Benghazi. She also, of course, has been relentless on undoing Obamacare. And a lot of folks have thrown in the towel on that. I don't believe she has, so we can visit about that. I wonder what she thinks of the IRS targeting conservative groups, too.
So we'll get to the bottom. She's the chairwoman of the Tea Party caucus in the House of Representatives. I would say she's probably going to go point on this issue.
Yeah, and I saw something she said yesterday where she said, you know, she thought it was a bit of a smokescreen to get us, you know, off of the topic of the Benghazi situation. So anyway,
well, that's kind of
what
O'Reilly said on Fox. You know, they're upset about AP relinquishing their records to surveillance to the Justice Department. They're very concerned about companies that have come out against Obamacare. These companies have been asked basically to contribute money to advancing the credibility of Obamacare. Then, of course, we have the Benghazi gate that's really growing huge, and on top of that, we have the harassment of constitutional patriotic people, in other words, us, singled out for discrimination. But basically, O'Reilly said the monster story is Benghazi, and we cannot lose focus. As I study this, I've been writing this all down. We have very definable articles of impeachment are available to us, and it's not stretching it at all if we focus just on aid and comfort to the enemy because of this false narrative, totally bogus narrative about Benghazi.
So we'll tackle that a little later in the program, What's on Your Mind with Michelle Bachmann. She, by the way, also is holding a press conference this week with Tea Party leaders on the IRS scandal. And they'll also be voting on her Obamacare repeal bill on Thursday. She was in on the Benghazi hearings last week. So a timely conversation with Michelle Bachmann for sure. I want to talk a little bit about a story that's in the Fargo Forum. I think it was in yesterday's forum, but a Long Prairie, Minnesota semi driver is going to serve about 2 months in jail after pleading guilty to misdemeanor aggravated reckless driving in a June crash in which he hit a motorcycle, killing its 29-year-old driver. We talked about this at the time because the motorcyclist was not wearing a helmet. Did have a young boy with him on the motorcycle as well. But a lot of folks are really upset that the driver of the semi is able to plead to a lesser sentence and will receive only 2 months in jail. I want to get your take on this. James Toner was the semi-driver's name. He's from Long Prairie, Minnesota. He was sentenced to Cass County District Court to a one-year sentence with all but 75 days suspended as part of a plea deal in which prosecutors dropped the original charge of manslaughter, which is a Class B felony. And he was given credit for 9 days already served in jail, and so basically he'll end up a couple of months in jail. Prosecutors also asked the judge to order a Toner to 1 year of supervised probation, which the judge increased to 2 years, adding that he can't have a commercial driver's license as part of his probation terms. Toner admitted in court that he made an improper right-hand turn on June 4th during the morning rush hour that began with his semi heading left across three lanes of traffic.
Oh, no.
At the intersection of 25th Street South and 23rd. The maneuver made the semi a steel wall in front of the motorcycle of this Jason, Jason Viestens. I'm not sure how you say his name, V-I-E-S-T-E-N-Z. He was a motorcyclist. The motorcycle struck the semi, killing the man who was not wearing a helmet, injuring his 10-year-old son, Elijah, a passenger who was wearing a helmet. Tearful family members testified at the hearing about the impact his death had on their lives over the past 11 months. The mother of the boy hurt in the crash recalled in court what Elijah told her about the last words he shared with his father. I remember the last thing he said to me before he put my helmet on. She recalled her son saying, he said, if there's anything you need, squeeze tight and I'll pull over. Toner apologized in court to the family of the young man, saying it's a day that will always haunt me for the rest of my life. So given the fact that he did admit a mistake, is that too light of a sentence? What do you think, Mark?
Well, he drove across three lanes. This is way wild recklessness. He certainly should never drive a truck again. This just can't happen. I think it's too light a sentence. You know, he's contrite, but this, and also certainly there's civil penalties. Certainly this family deserves his truck. I mean, this is very, well, what he did is the steel wall image is pretty powerful. He made escape impossible. It was over. And, you know, it was the extreme recklessness. I think he should spend a couple of years in jail.
Yeah, it seems to me too light, especially given his own testimony that he screwed up, right? He said thing. He's saying himself that he drove improperly anyway.
I mean, that's not like swerving. I was driving to Bismarck the last time, and a semi got all of his, you know, 9 of his 18 wheels across the line into my lane, and that was very unnerving. I had to go, you know, way past the bump and almost in the ditch. But, you know, that kind of an accident is not as bad as this.
Stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
What's on your mind after these messages?
Hey, friends. It's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No.
The Blondie?
Back in the Chain Gang. The
Pretenders.
Pretenders.
There we go. Thank you. Give me one half of it.
I gapped out for a minute.
Did you know there's an app that you can hold up to like a speaker and it'll tell you the song.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
Shazam.
Is that what it is?
It's called Shazam, yeah. Should be called the Gomer Pyle. Yeah.
Shazam.
This is Scott Hennin along with Steve Bach, and this is a preview for What's On Your Mind, which is coming up between 9 and 11 when we're joined by KCJB, 9, 10 a.m. in Minot, 550 K-Fire, the mothership, voice of the Northern Plains, KLTC, 1460 in Dickinson, and, of course, our station, 1090 KTGO in the Buchan, as well as, of course, AM 1100 The Flag. I heard a story last night. Met with a gentleman who is in a service industry for the oil and gas industry. He said that there is a lot of rumors floating around about a gusher of a well that's been found east of Minot. Have you heard about this one yet?
I've heard rumors myself. And actually, I heard some rumors where the Bakken lies, and it's pure speculation, and it is pure wildcatting because they don't have everything mapped out as you head east. I mean, as it is right now in western North Dakota, they got the science down to the point where I can dig a fence post and hit oil.
That's right.
It's that.
Because most of the mapping's been done.
Yeah.
When you say wildcatting, you're just, it's a pig in a poke a little bit. A gut feel.
It's guesswork.
Yeah.
It's still guesswork. Although I did see a thing on, just on an aside, a little vignette on for a reality show, a woman divining oil. She prayed and she walked around and she got this feeling, and so far she's been right. It's down in Oklahoma or someplace.
That's
like
her version of wildcatting.
Yeah, apparently.
Wildcatting with a little, a little extra help from above.
I heard reports last year of some test wells that were sunk, one about 15 miles west of the Grand Forks Air Force Base, that the geology came back of that Bakken crude, and then one up in the Pembina Gorge as well. Now, that's just test wells, and to what extent it is, who knows?
I think this fellow said about 60 miles east of Minot, and again,
it was near Rugby.
It was middle Bakken, and it was it evidently is kicking on like 1,000 barrels a day. Now, if that's true, North Dakota just became Texas.
Well,
right?
think of it this way. I mean, wherever there's shale, there's energy. It just comes down to two things. Is it geologically available, or is it politically available? That's where the difference is.
Right.
It boils down to two things, but there's energy wherever there's shale, whether it's gas or oil.
Politically, we've proven that it's accessible here.
Yes.
Obviously.
You look at states like California where it's not.
Right.
It's not politically accessible.
No, it isn't. Although I think that's going to change.
Well, when they're completely bankrupt, they're not going to have a choice.
Right. That's why I think, and now I'll look at New York, there's lawsuits from individual counties to say, wait a minute, state, you can't tell us that we can't do hydraulic fracturing if we want to do that here.
It's our land.
Yeah. So, that political debate is going to evolve. But, this person was, hey, I've confirmed this with the oil companies. It's not a rumor anymore. It's happening. And, I wonder if, in fact, it's true. Is the reason to keep it proprietary? Because, obviously, whoever has had the success would want to get out there and lease up as many mineral rights before the word gets out?
Well, that's where it goes back to the leasing side of things, because there hasn't been all the leases to the eastern part of the state. There hasn't been the leasing to the eastern or the central part of the state as well. I mean, great example, South Dakota. If you talk to the state geologist, oh, yeah, we've got oil. We've got oil all over the place. If you talk to the governor of South Dakota, we don't have any oil. I wonder why that is.
Yeah. It is interesting. So anyway, so do you think we can poke around a little bit on that one? Will anybody confirm it for us?
Yeah, I might be able to find a couple geologists on short notice here and get what their take on that is.
It would be interesting. Be interesting to know if in fact that's true. And sometimes these rumors can get way out of hand. This fellow last night obviously didn't want his name associated with it, but said I've confirmed it with the company that's doing it. So. Be interesting. I mean, if in fact that is a chunk of that is true, that
look
there is
Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're extending that footprint of the basin considerably further than any.
Well, if you think about it too, if you're looking at 60 miles east of Minot, what does that mean to southern Canada, the Canadian provinces, and theoretically down into South Dakota as well? If you're looking at that footprint, they don't know. As you go east in North Dakota, east of the Missouri River, they don't know where all the oil is because it hasn't been mapped. Why would you spend all that extra money mapping out where those formations are when you don't have to yet?
Len Helms will be our guest on Thursday, who is the head regulator for the oil and gas industry. So obviously, if a well's been sighted up there, exploratory or not, we know it's there. It doesn't give you any of the details, but we'll ask Len. We'll find out. He's just off his testimony out in Washington, D.C. last week on both fracking rules on federal lands as well as the Keystone Pipeline. So looking forward to that. A couple of guests on the program, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who's convening some hearings on Obamacare this weekend, the repeal of Obamacare. A lot of our listeners would like Obamacare repealed, worried about it, don't like it, don't like the state's additional involvement in it. So she'll be able to give an update on the practicality of whether you can shut that switch off or not on Obamacare, whether that train has left the station.
I think that's left the station.
And you'll have
just to, a question of picking up the pieces later.
You'll have to probe her a little bit on that. Also, she has sat in on the Benghazi hearings. A few of our listeners have been asking about that. Concern.
She has an interesting theory on how Benghazi and the IRS thing are related, too, which is, it does make some sense.
She's saying we know about the IRS scandal because it was leaked to divert our attention from Benghazi, which was beginning to become politically problematic for the Obama administration. Right? That's mm-hmm. the theory you're talking about?
Yeah. You know? I'm usually not one to side with conspiracy theories, but from a political aspect, in a marketing perspective, it does make sense to try to deflect some of the criticism there, especially if you're looking at building a platform or what that could do to your platform in 3 years down the road.
Michelle Bachmann is always one of those a member of Congress that is just fearless, too. I mean, every time I've ever had her on the program, she loves taking calls. So we'll just encourage folks to give her a call and ask whatever questions or comments you have for her and take advantage of our time with her. Some members of Congress are a little squeamish about calls because they don't know what's going to come. But Kevin Cramer in North Dakota is one of those just throw everything at me and I'll answer it. And so is Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota. So.
Hey, you know what? Worst case scenario, and the politicians that get it, worst case scenario is like, I don't know. I'll look into it for you. What's wrong with taking calls?
My wife yesterday was listening. She said, "No, I was curious about this fellow that called first Heidi Heitkamp and then John Hoeven about these financial records. What was he talking about?" I said, "Well, I don't know. He said, "Well, why don't you guys find out for them?"
We are.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of that one. Because she said, when the politicians don't remember voting, I get a little suspicious, she said. Anyway, that, the Weather Service coming up, What's On Your Mind, 9 to 11 with your call. Stay tuned.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Scott Hannon here. We're doing a little preview of what's on your mind. Coming up just straight ahead, Michelle Bachman will join us. We'll also, by the way, check in with the National Weather Service and just talk about whether summer's here to stay now. We've just skipped spring altogether or what we can exactly expect weather-wise. Hard to imagine. 28 degrees at the Hector International Airport in Fargo on Friday. I think that was the low. And then 93 yesterday. How's that for a swing? Oh, my gosh. 28 degrees on Sunday to 93 degrees on Monday. It's just plain weird. Anyway, so all that coming up on the program, What's on Your Mind? We'll take your calls, too, from 9 to 11. We're going to talk about tuition increases. We're going to talk about the North Dakota Heritage Fund. I do want to talk a little bit more about this semi-driver that was responsible for the death of a motorcyclist and receives 2 months in jail, whether or not that's, in fact, enough. You kill someone as a result of negligence while driving. Should you be given a softer sentence based on, I guess, the fact that it was, in this case, a vehicle accident? Still took the life. I don't know. We'll talk a little bit about that. Welcome your input on that. Wherever that happened, just can happen in your town. What do you think? Let's talk a little bit about sports. I'm up for anything. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark does our sports updates for us as we recap what you need to know in sports from last night. I'm up for anything except the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm too depressed to talk about the Thunder, who, handled Houston and our buddy Kevin McHale. Wasn't easy, but handled them. And then, Memphis was supposed to be sort of the no problem. They've become now the bit of the darling in the NBA Finals. And they went in OT last night. So, Mark, anything but the NBA Finals is good by me.
Nothing. Nothing. Except that your buddy, Mr. Durant, made a great shot to get it to overtime. Other than that, changing the subject, Twins. The Twins had a coming out party. It was a debutante ball for Mr. Aaron Hicks, who floundered along. I think he struck out the first 20 times or so. He was batting as low as 48. I think he was 1 for 25 at one point. He hadn't had a single double hit game, but he was a really good fielder. You know, we gave up these great. Torrey Hunter was leading the league. We have the history of all of these great span great center fielders, and they said we're going to build our future on Hicks. He had a great spring training. One game he hit 3 home runs. Well, last night, in a span of 37 minutes, playing our big nemesis by a poll, by far Chicago White Sox are our biggest rivalry. They jumped off to a 2-0 lead, and then later on, Hernandez pitched well, got us to the sixth, but going in a period of 37 minutes, Aaron Hicks pounds a home run over the center field wall, his second. In the next inning, he robs Dunn of a home run over the wall. His leap was great. I don't think even Kirby Puckett could have reached it because he's not as tall as that. It was a great catch for the ages. And then his next at bat, boom, another home run. His first multi-hit game two home runs. I think Mr. Hicks just kept his job for the remainder of the year. It was awesome night for him. And the Twins beat Chicago. We're back over 500, and much improved team over last year.
18-17 now, fourth in the American League Central Division. Beat the you say it's the big rival Chicago. I don't know why I don't think of Chicago as our big rival. I've always been
That's according to a poll. You know, I think just in the last few years, Detroit is moving way up because they've had such.
What about
a great
Kansas
team?
City? I was thinking of the Royals Twins games.
Yep, they have always been a surprising nemesis, and you know they've been ahead of us most of this year already. They're a challenge.
The Brewers. How about the Milwaukee Brewers? I mean, I just want the Twins to beat everybody, so they're all rivals. But I don't know why I didn't realize the Chicago White Sox were our designated rival. But I'll take a 10-3 win and a coming out party for Mr. Hicks. That's fantastic. Was there any chance that he wasn't going to stick after that hot spring training?
There was a couple of things that were very troubling for him, for his longevity. He was pulled for a pinch hitter a couple of times. You know, when you got the best possible defensive center fielder and you take him out of the game to put another pinch hitter in, he was on thin ice. And then he got his first home run. He got his first triple. Now he's got his batting average up to 150. You know, he's raised his batting average almost 100 points. So I think he was just right on the edge of Gardy's patience.
Very interesting. Started a little depressing, too, with Chicago coming out of the chute to two runs in the first inning. But I had to have you a little bummed out, Mark.
Well, especially because Hernandez was in that monster game in Boston where the Twins score four runs in the first inning, and then he gives up five in the next inning. Then the Twins bump it up to 11 in the second inning, and he flounders again. So he only lasted two innings. So last night we're saying, oh, my goodness, here we go again. Hernandez might be history. So he was all of a sudden on thin ice. Bomb, but then he gets the next 10 batters in a row out and gets us into the sixth, and then our super bullpen just fired up and kept the Sox at bay. Justin Morneau gets four runs batted in, too, and Maurer hit in his 12th game in a row. He's just playing lights out.
Just watch the replay of the Hicks Rob, too, out there at the 4-11 mark in center field. Very Kirby Puckett-like.
Oh, no, just great.
Or, you know, Torrey Hunter. You could put that in Torrey Hunter category. And I guess Ron Gardenhire.
I like his name, Gardenhire. That's a good one. That's nice.
The skipper of the Twins said he's adding Aaron Hicks to the list of spectacular catches on his list.
They'll never take that 37 minutes away from him. And then he came out with the guy lit up too, his face lit up with absolute childlike joy, and he came out and took a curtain call. It was pretty cool.
Got congratulated by his teammates jogging off the field. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Right after the catch, I felt amazing. I felt loose to hit that one. I just capped it off. So he was on fire. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's great. So the Twins have Chicago again tonight?
Yes, they do. And let's see who will be throwing the pill.
Target Field, by the way, down in the Twin Cities.
Arguably our best pitcher, except when Scott Diamond is on the road. He's unbeatable on the road, but we got the Correa's bat is 4-2. He's going against Peavy, a really tough White Sox pitcher tonight at 7. And the Viking Stadium, what an awesome and beautiful sight. A house of glass, a front page story of cover of the Forum, the Trib. There's a lot of papers where this magnificent stadium of the Vikings is shown. Just beautiful. It looks like some other from, you know, it's really futuristic house of glass, they're calling it. Just gorgeous.
Hey, Vonville, there are images, and of course, a little hard for us to do it justice on the radio, but Mark's right, top of the fold in the Forum. Looked more like a church to me than it did a football stadium.
Well, that's why I started singing Amazing Glass.
Oh, did you?
How sweet the sight.
Yeah. And it does. It looks angelic, Mark. It looks a little like the Crystal Cathedral in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where Robert Schuller called home for many,
he
many
did.
Years.
He called home, and he. I remember my friend Larry Gatlin sang there for him a couple of times. I used to sing with Larry Gatlin in Houston, and it was sort of a big gig for him. He kind of liked Schuller.
Now there was a debate over whether that thing should have a roof that opened. Remember that?
Yeah.
As part of it, and they ultimately didn't go for that because of cost. And one of the reasons, I guess, it's kind of fancy schmancy now.
Oh, man, it just looks amazing.
Is because they didn't have to worry about, you know, that that roof removal key element there. So does have a, they have windows along the front that I guess move, and they have a roof you can see through.
Right.
But it doesn't come off. So it's almost like an open-air stadium with that much glass, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you know, like when you go into a place and there's a great big skylight and a big arboretum and several happy animals and birds and butterflies, you know, it's sort of how you feel.
The only thing about this is I hate waiting. I don't know about you. You see the pictures and you think, yeah, neat, but I want them to build it, and we have to wait till 2016.
But you're a youth. I'll be 70 years old before I'll almost be decrepit by then.
But you manage. I mean, remember when I remember the first image I saw of Target Field, right? The Twin Stadium, and you thought, gosh, is that neat? And of course now it's kind of a ho-hum, so it'll come fast enough.
What's cool about that, Scott, is that when I first saw the pictures of Target Field, it didn't do it justice. I love being there. It's a great venue for baseball. It's a very, very fun place.
It is, and now we'll have a similar, way to watch Vikings football. So that's kind of cool. It is, you know. I know it's never easy getting there and deciding where it's going to be and how much it's going to cost and all that fun stuff. But this is sort of the
fun. For years.
Part. Yeah, they have been. I remember going to the bid opening for our new church and then seeing the pews and seeing the drawings. And, you know, we had a little window because we actually had a part of our church that was built, you know, the gathering space and the... other parts of the church without the actual sanctuary, cathedral part of the church. And so we could, you know, you could look out as they did the construction, but that took some time. And now, you know, once it's built and you're there regularly, it just feels like the wait was a blank. But, you know, on a day like today, when you see the new Viking Stadium for the first time, it seems like forever to 2016. But Mark, it won't be long, and you and I'll be sitting there at the 50-yard line watching a game, soaking it all in. It'll be here in a blank.
Maybe we can have a press pass.
I bet they'd give us one of those, since we're in the
That'd
media.
Yeah. We're going to have David St. Peter on the Common Sense Club this week. I'm very happy about that.
You know he's a North Dakotan.
Yeah, you got to maybe you can join me with that interview, see where you're at that time. But I think I'd like to have you with on that one.
Well, I'd love to. Yeah, I like David. He runs a, you know, the nice thing about Dave St. Peter, he's in an elite group now. He's president of a Major League Baseball club. But he never seems to forget his roots. You know, he loves North Dakota. He loves... the drawing area for the Minnesota Twins, and I think that's kind of cool. So,
what college did he graduate from?
The University of North Dakota.
That's what I thought. He's been doing some really neat ads for them down in the cities.
He has, yeah. So, and in general, he toots the horn of North Dakota very nicely. So, I like that. But he's a good guy, and he has invited us to broadcast, you know, from Target Field this year, Mark. So we're gonna have to align our calendars and go down there and take both What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club. I'm trying to find a date on the calendar where that makes sense.
That'd be great.
I seem to only get there once a year, but it's just a blast when I do, you know, taking it all in. My dad brought me to a lot of baseball games. He loved baseball games, and I just don't get there as much as I'd like to. But this is the year.
We got a great team this year. This is the best team in at least 4 years. A really good. Well, since we beat Detroit in that amazing 163rd game.
That's Sports Folks with Mark Skogerbo joining me regularly on the What's on Your Mind preview show. More coming up after a short timeout. Don't go away. Don't forget Michelle Bachman coming up, too. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union on the Road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, Chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Botno County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota Coal Conversion Counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs,
that's right. So,
and emergency
Aaron,
services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon, soon to be joined by Steve Bakken and What's on Your Mind, cracking up between 9 and 11 live. Jot this number down, put it on your speed dial, 800-228-0550. If you'd like to talk with Michelle Bachman today on the program, we have a question for the National Weather Service. There'll be two of our guests that'll be joining us, but we really each and every day strive to let you guide us where you want to go with the program, something that's on your mind, something you want to get off your chest, something you want to, you know, call out to one of the elected leaders on, something you want an answer to a particular issue, whatever it might be, we'll try to dig into it. One thing I know that I'd like to find out today would be an answer to a question. We had a listener call and ask both Senator Heidi Heitkamp yesterday and Senator John Hoeven about financial disclosure for members of the Senate, and both were a little confused about it. Most said I didn't vote for that. Obviously, the listener had seen something suggesting they had or that it had passed. But anyway, I'm still trying to find out what exactly that is. And, you know, if you call, don't expect us to know chapter and verse of every particular thing that you've seen or heard. But we aren't afraid to get some answers for you. So those are the kind of things we appreciate. I mean, if you genuinely have an interest about a particular issue or how a member voted or you know, something that's a concern, let us know, and we'll dig into it. You know, we're not afraid to do that. So, yesterday, as I mentioned, Senator Heidi Heitkamp was on the program. We talked a little bit about the fact that gun control has been a major issue. She actually, before she went on the air, just said it's been absolutely brutal. In that, you know, I mean, David Letterman jokes and you know, obviously a lot of the chattering class in Washington, D.C., quite critical of Heidi Heitkamp for listening to her constituents. So we asked her, you know, why she did what she did in the way of following the you know, the folks in North Dakota on the issue of the Second Amendment, and here's a bit of her answer.
You know, I just keep remembering you know, focusing on what we said during the campaign. You know, this isn't about Democrats and Republicans. This is about representing North Dakotans. Now, there are some North Dakotans who are also disappointed in the vote. But I think my judgment, if people say, oh, 95% of North Dakotans disagree with your vote, I said, I don't know where you got that number. I don't believe that number. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the vast majority of North Dakotans believe that we don't need any more new gun regulation. And it's really important to constantly remind people that North Dakota has one of the highest rates of gun ownership in the country and the lowest rates of gun violence.
So kudos to Heidi Heitkamp on that one. Obviously, the calls to her office were 7-1 against any additional gun regulation. She's obviously heard that loud and clear. And one of the things I most appreciated about her comment there was the fact that she keeps remembering what she said during the campaign. And I think it was quite obvious that Heidi Heitkamp was not going to go to Washington, D.C., at least she told us during the campaign, to be a reliable vote for Barack Obama. She talked a lot in the campaign about the Keystone Pipeline and issues like that. And, you know, after she's been elected and now, you know, a few months into her tenure, it's refreshing to hear her still remembering that campaign rhetoric that we hope she'll continue to remember. She also mentioned that the farm bill would be an important part of the week to come. Here's some of her comments about the farm bill.
What I think is both committees are going to mark up this week, which means that they're going to amend the bills that have been introduced, and our chairwoman is working to get this on the floor very soon. So I'm thinking late May, early June, we're going to actually have floor votes. It's going to depend on how many amendments, because that's the process. We'll see what happens over in the House. But my great hope is that for just once, just one bright moment, the United States Congress can do something before it has to do it.
Wouldn't that be a novel concept? But, you know, obviously they've already missed a deadline on the farm bill, but I think there's an issue that's going to get some attention in the coming weeks. So certainly good there as well. I did find a little bit of information for the caller. And assume this is what he was talking about yesterday. Despite the push for more transparency, President Barack Obama signed a law Monday that scales back financial disclosure requirements for federal staffers. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act included provisions requiring high-ranking federal staff members to make financial disclosures publicly available online. According to the Times, the law was intended to prevent insider trading among lawmakers, and some 28,000 senior officials would have been subject to the online disclosure requirements. However, an expert panel concluded that the online publication of staffers' personal holdings and transactions not only would subject them to identity theft, but also would create a national security risk. After that revelation, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid quietly introduced a bill last Thursday to repeal the measures. It passed in the Senate that evening. The next day, the House also unanimously voted in favor of the bill. This is a story from mid-April. The Times highlighted the fact that the bill received that type of bipartisan support, despite the fact the House Republican leaders had not given lawmakers the three-day period they are usually afforded to read a bill. This apparently was because the measures were set to take effect on Monday. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to forward that story to the offices of both Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven and allow them an opportunity to explain what happened there, because that's obviously what the caller was talking about. And both Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven had no idea. So, obviously, this is a change from what originally passed, and also something that was sort of snuck through last minute. What's on your mind next with your calls at 800-228-0550? Give us a call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.